Nationally, more than 8 in 10 black boys in fourth grade struggle with reading. And there's a project that began 5 years ago in New York that has arrived in Wilmington, Delaware. It exposes youngsters to reading in the local barber shop. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Chris Barish reports.
Kai Butler cuts hair at the African Barber Shop on Wilmington's North Market Street. It's close to blocks known for gun violence, not promoting literacy.
We know that education for children is the key, like paramount in elevation. Wherever you need to be, you got to learn how to read. And we just integrated in here because kids come in here and they like to see books and colors and pictures, and it's really awesome.
Since April, a wooden bookshelf in one corner holds word and picture books that target 4 through 8-year-olds. Way of the Ninja, The Adventures of Captain Underpants, The Gingerbread Man. Third grader Christian Howe is one of 5 kids with books in their hands. He's fixated on Chicka Chicka Boom Boom, the story of letters climbing a coconut tree.
When you're reading a book, it gives you more knowledge and your brain gets better at doing math at school.
Howell's little sister Karima gets in on the fun. She wants to be a police officer.
I'm reading Captain Underpants and I'm in kindergarten. I'm good at reading and I love math. I like vegetables too.
Then there's the 3-year-old boy who everybody calls Noodle. The boy's enthusiasm is contagious as he shows off his book, Not Norman, A Goldfish Story.
Oh, a fish!
This is the kind of response the Wilmington Library envisioned when it brought barbershop books to Delaware. Carl Shaw is the Wilmington Library's community engagement manager. He said 20 barbershops in and around the city are participating. The Belfont Lions Club even held a shelf-building party to kickstart the initiative.
Literacy is such a key part of life and success, but yet people don't see it as cool. You know, people don't see it as something that's necessary. You know, so if you put a bookshelf in a place like a barbershop where a lot of cool guys hang out, you know, and you have to get your hair cut, you have to stay groomed, it allows you to see the barbers actually putting an emphasis on reading, which makes the child react, you know, with that enthusiasm as well.
Another participating shop is Dudes, located downtown. Barber Darnell Woodson said it gives the children a positive path.
The only way you're going to get them guns off them streets, man, is to raise the quality of life for the individuals. And the only way you can raise the quality of life for the individuals, man, is to give them higher education. And they ain't going to put that gun down if they don't have nothing to replace that gun with.
Shaw said the library won't even mind if some of the books grow legs.
We're even going to start providing books to give away, because when the books sort of walk away, we're not going to frown upon that, because that means that somebody's enthusiastic about reading enough to, you know, say, you know, I want this book to, you know, come with me, and we encourage that.
Barbershop Books operates in 16 states, and that's on top of a similar program in Philadelphia. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.